go, so we get the mail once a week, once a month, all like that. Somebody went to the post office. Like I tell you, there was no roads to go on. You rode through the swamp and level like that. You had a beat out path, you know. But the old time people would go to a place where you couldn't cross it, and they cut little poles about 10 foot, 12 foot long, little heart poles, and they laid them side by side and put dirt on them, and then you could go across that. See, that was the way you crossed them.
Do you remember like when the first road came in here?
Yes, oh yes.
Wait, what year was that?
I'd say about 1987 or 1988. I won't be much off it.
And pretty much most folks in this area, you said, weren't farmers?
No, they were just a little bit of everything, done a little of everything, Sonny Boy.
Yes.
They'd work for other people. And, they lived from hand to mouth. They didn't have nothing, in other words.
Poor folks?
Yes. Poor as people could be.
If you were the first farmer ever to really make a living here, farm and farm.
That's supposed to be.
Yes.
The first one that's ever made a living on the farm. Just give up everything else and stay with the farm. Everybody else would work part-time and farm part-time. See, in other words, they helped a job somewhere, but the children and them would help them farm a little, at home. And they call themselves farmers, and you're classed as a farmer by the government. If you're only on 2 acres of ground now, you're classed as a farmer. And I can't see it that way, but of course, that's their way of looking at it.
What can you tell me what you planted here when you were?
When I first started, there was a pretty good boom here in that tunnel business.
Yes.
And when I first started, I bought out a farm over here to a man that spent lots of money in the poultry business. And went broke and left here, and I bought it. And after about 5 years, I built a big tunnel orchard back behind me here, about 160 acres or 150 acres of it. And I run that a while, but that soon played out and didn't pay. But I managed to hold things together. It looked like at times it was gone, though.
Did you plant?
Huh?
Did you plant much?
I planted a couple hundred acres of corn.
Yeah.
And raised cattle to go, it takes all that in farming, cattle and hogs, and I managed to raise about 400 head of hogs a year to sell.
Mm.
And then I'd have maybe 50 head of calves or 40, 50, 75 head of calves.
Mm-hmm.
While I was in the butcher business, I bought lots of cattle, see?
Yes.
And I would bring them in here and part them out, and the best cows, I'd keep them. And the others I sell or butcher or kill or dispose of some way or another. And so when I quit, I had about 300 head of pig cattle. They were better than any thoroughbred cattle there was in the state. And I got more money than you could get for thoroughbred stuff at that time when I went to sell them.
What kind of cattle drive?
They're crossbreed cattle. They was native cattle, you'd call it.
Mm-hmm.
But the best blood is that native cattle. I'd buy some up Granby, Alabama, and some up like a Mobile, and some up in Bacalusdale, and everywhere in the country that I could hear. Well, I just drove and hunted them and bought them. My old grandfather that come in here from France, great-grandfather. Yeah. Coming here from France, that was his business. That's what he done, drove cattle through New Orleans, a Mobile. Bought them everywhere and then bunched them and drove them over there. I guess I inherited a little of that.
Yes. Can you tell me your wife, her age?
She's 76. But I'm the boss.
My grandfather is one year younger than his mother. Yeah. I mean, his wife, excuse me.